He does have a bleeding nose and bruises all over, but, you know, I think pride is hurt more than anything else, Jared.
Yeah, well, I try not to have too much of that. You know, this game will humble you every week, week in, week out. And, you know, hats off for those guys. They came in here and on a short week on, you know, all the statistics said they had no shot. And they came in here, they put it on us in all three phases. I mean, you know, top to bottom, there's not one person that doesn't hold some of this, you know, on them. So, you know, this will really test our character. And, you know, I think good teams, you know, winning teams, how they react to these kind of things. How do you react to a butt whooping? You know, do you sulk about it or do you use it? Do you correct it? Do you own the mistakes and get better the following week and the rest of the year? So, you know, I think if we allow this to be a character builder, then we're still on track to where we want to be. But I think, you know, guys got humbled. Guys realized you can't read the paper. You can't read the hype. You know, just because you win one week doesn't mean you're guaranteed to win the next, and you can be exposed at any time. And so, you know, lesson well learned. And, you know, I think everybody heard it loud and clear.
Jared, let me take me through the scrummage, the heavyweight fight, whatever you want to call it, on the field between you and Penn.
I came around the edge. I kind of stumbled, and then you know, I was coming to get up. You know, plays away, and he comes to spear me, and I didn't take too kindly to it. So, you know, I got up. We had a little shoving match, and my helmet came off. That's how the nose got sliced. You watched me bobbing and weaving like Ali out there. He couldn't land a punch.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Hard in the offseason. He ain't gonna get hit with an old line punch. So. So, no, we, you know, a little scuffle, a little pushing, and then once my helmet came off, you know, I just grabbed his face mask to keep him at arm's length because he was throwing punches and, you know, just dodged them and, you know, they throw a pad. But, I mean, it's nothing. I got nothing but, you know, respect for him, and I know he does for me. We go back from college days and, you know, just guys playing hard and the competitive nature comes out in you and no one's going to back down. And so, you know, things happen. You get a little amped up, but, you know, talk to him at the end of the game, all is good, and, you know, so it happens.
10 days before Seattle, a lot to keep inside, a bitter pill to swallow, but you got to come back, and you got to get it done on the road.
Yeah, you know, you can't – I'm saying, you know, it's never as good as it seems, never as bad as it seems. You can't let the highs be too high and the lows be too low. You can't hang on a win. You can't hang on a loss. So we got to come back, and we got to grind. Like I said, use this to build character. You know, there's something everybody can do week in and week out. You know, when you're winning and things are good, you get a little sloppy in your preparation. You get a little sloppy in your details. That happens. And now you get humbled. You better come back to, I mean, it just, you always go back to the little things and do those. And everybody will hold themselves accountable. And we have a team full of guys with good character. So I anticipate practice being, you know, good, fundamental, live, ready to rock and roll and going to Seattle and getting after another good team. I mean, it's another good NFC team. And we got to stockpile wins. And so, you know, I try to harp on these guys. You never know, you know, when that one game is going to make it, help you make it to the playoffs or keep you out. And, you know, we still are in a position to control our own destiny, and we got to look at it one week at a time and just try to get another W.
All right, champ, thanks a lot. Go see your cut, man.
Yeah, cut me, Mick.